From presidential politics to gubernatorial politics, Democrats and Republicans this past week set aside the ideal of party unity in favor of individual ambitions. If California Republicans stick together, however, one of them could replace Democratic Governor Gray Davis if he is recalled next month. GOP chances would be much better if there were only one prominent Republican on the ballot, but there are two, actor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the more conservative State Senator Tom McClintock. At the California Republican Party convention in Los Angeles this weekend, the party establishment lined up behind Schwarzenegger, but McClintock repeated that he's in the race till the end. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The theme of this convention was supposed to be party unity. Instead, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, the irresistible force, versus Tom McClintock, the immovable object. The movie star's magnetism attracted dozens of endorsements from state officials, Republican women, members of Congress, even though early in the campaign, some Republicans had doubts about Schwarzenegger. They weren't comfortable with his liberal views on abortion and gay rights, not to mention his Democratic advisors. So when it came time to address the grassroots Republicans who packed the banquet hall at lunch yesterday, Schwarzenegger made sure they knew he was one of them.
I'm a conservative because I believe government serves the people. The people don't serve the government. I am a conservative because I believe in a balanced budget, not in budget deficits. I am a conservative because I believe money that people earn is their money and not the government's money.
Having defended his ideological credentials, he made an appeal for unity.
Are we going to win in unity with our common fiscal conservative principles, or let the liberals win because we are split? Are we going to fight Davis and Bustamante, or we are going to fight among ourselves? I say, let us unite for victory. Let us unite for victory.
Tom McClintock thinks the party should unite behind him. He's never had to defend his conservative credentials. He's held the same positions, opposed to abortion rights, gun control, and taxes, during his 20-plus years in government. He'd hoped to display some of the expertise he's gained during those years by debating Schwarzenegger this weekend. But Schwarzenegger declined, as he's declined every debate but one, coming up later this month. At a news conference, McClintock took Schwarzenegger's refusal as an admission that he wasn't ready to tackle California's many serious problems.
This is no time for amateurs. We've got to have a governor that knows every inch of this government and is ready to act immediately. It is obvious to me that Arnold Schwarzenegger, because of his refusal to stand here and discuss the issues of this campaign, doesn't believe that he is ready to be governor. If he's not ready to debate the issues, how is he going to be able to act on them when the last vote is counted?
While some Republican power brokers have tried to end McClintock's candidacy, it got a boost from a new L.A. Times poll. In first place was Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, a Democrat. He had 30% of the likely vote. Arnold Schwarzenegger trailed with 22%, around the same as he's been in most of the polls from day one. McClintock had 18%. But a few weeks ago, his support was barely measurable. McClintock contends he's attracting more than just his usual hardcore conservative supporters. Schwarzenegger's campaign is stagnating, and it's now a three-man race.
Well, you know, if the Schwarzenegger campaign would spend a fraction of its time studying the issues that it has spent trying to muscle me out of the race, I think they'd be in much better shape today.
The Schwarzenegger campaign denies that it's tried to muscle Tom McClintock out of the race. But even if they did and succeeded, they do so not without some risk, says political analyst Sherry Bevich Jeffy.
The question then is, will there be enough disgruntled conservatives if indeed Tom McClintock is pushed out of the race to just stay home?
And if conservatives stay home, that means fewer voters in favor of recalling the governor. And if Gray Davis survives, then it won't matter how many votes anyone gets in the race to replace him. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.